The Association for Media Development in South Sudan will be launching a call for hackathon. Those in the media sector will be called upon to submit their ideas so they can get support to implement them. And now to understand more about this particular project, in the studio we have Aya Irene. She's the director of AMDIS, and Juma Peter Meyer is Media Development Officer with AMDIS. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Irene.
Right, so you're launching a new hackathon launch. Just please explain for us a bit to the listeners, what are we talking about when we speak about this, Irene?
Yes, hackathon is a new word to South Sudanese, to many South Sudanese. Some people may know it, but when we launched the first hackathon, many people were asking, what is the meaning of hackathon? Hackathon simply means innovation or innovative ideas. So in this context, we as AMDIS have initiated Hackathon Innovative Ideas Program. The aim is to encourage or attract young people, especially in the media industry, to come up with ideas, innovative ideas that can increase access to access to credible information. As we are all aware that South Sudan, some part of South Sudan do not have radio stations or even newspaper or other, medium of communication.
Right.
Or or channel of information. So we think that hackathon ideas could, allow for information to reach other places. In the past hackathon, we attracted a participant who did a program in Budi County. And Budi is one of the counties in South Sudan that do not have a radio station. So people who are living in Budi, they have not been having access to information through traditional media. But now with the hackathon ideas that we have implemented in Budi, at least people are able to currently access information, and it was through social media.
Right.
So some young people were trained in Budi County to create content and post on social media, and then those people could reach out to community members, civil society organization or a government institution to get information, and then they publish it on their social media pages. So that way people can get access to information.
Right.
So we are here today to inform people, especially young people, that we are going again to advertise for the second edition of hackathon, and therefore we will need people to apply, because the last hackathon that took place in June this year, we have advertised but not many people applied.
Right, and Irene will come back to the application process.
Yes.
But just to also understand this now, Juma, what sort of interesting ideas are you looking at during this process?
Thank you so much, Irene, and thank you to Radio Mirai. The kind of ideas that we are looking at, because if you look at the country, now people are heading towards elections, probably next year. And the access to information is still a challenge. As my colleague said, that some states have been blacked out. They're neither receiving information from the government, or even people in urban centers are not able to follow up what is happening in their areas. So we thought of including them in our program and coming up with ideas on how we can enhance the access to information, and also to see that these innovative ideas are able to complement the role that the radio is already doing. So, for instance, like in Western Equatoria, remember there was a scenario in which one of the local leaders was asked, like, what do you know about the roadmap? It was like that. It is a road project. he don't even know what roadmap is. Mm. So you can really imagine that our people have really a very big gaps in terms of information.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Juma. Now, Irene, coming back to you, from how you explained this, we would like to understand how the previous hackathon came through. What was the response?
Yeah, the response was really very good. First of all, the previous hackathon were implemented in Budi, Juba, in Upper Nile, and then in Wau. Mm. So they implemented different projects that targets, you know, providing information on different aspects of life. Yeah. So in Wau, it target on peace building. So the hackathon winner in Wau implemented a project on peace building, and it was highly welcome from the report that we were given, and from the success stories that we got, we received really very highly welcome ideas, and especially the event targeted local people who were able to share their challenges, the challenges they face, and then the lack of a link between the local community and the government. Mm. So by implementing that project, it kind of narrow or breach the gap between the local communities and the government. Mm. And for that, for us, that was really a success story.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, since you're here to announce the launch, also make us understand, who are you making this call to? Like, who are the who are the people suitable to be part of this?
The people who are suitable to apply are mainly young people, journalists, and also the youth who are not necessarily journalists. They can apply as individual, but also they can apply as a group. Mm. Media houses are also allowed to apply, like community media houses. But of course, there are locations. The location, I'm going to say it, the location that are allowed to apply, because we are not implementing now in all the entire South Sudan.
Right.
There are counties that now we are targeting, especially those counties that have been lacking access to information.
So what are those counties?
So Juba is one of them, because Juba is a capital city of South Sudan, so we need information in Juba. Yambio is one of them. Kapweta North is one of them. Minkaman is one of them. Rumbek, Aweria, Torit, Pibor, Akobo, Renk, Malakal, and Mayendit. Mm. So those are the places that anybody who want to apply for this hackathon must target one of these places or two or more of these places.
Right.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. Now, Juma, beyond this hackathon and in preparations for the democratic process, like you said earlier, what is the, what are there and what can the media development, or what are your plans in place to capacitate independent media?
Thank you so much. I think elections, it is actually the first of its kind in South Sudan after we gained independence in 2011. Hmm. And if you look at the media, most of the journalists who participated in that elections in 2010 are no longer actually in the field now. And most of the journalists are now fresh, and they have no much idea on how to cover elections. So as AMDIS, we took it as an area of concern to see that media houses are capacitated, and also the benefit from the experiences of other countries, for instance, like Kenya, Uganda, the practices in those countries, how the media play the role of independent observatory, way to see that actually they also give that independent analysis on what is taking place in the polling stations, and also engaging the public on civic educations, because you need the media to educate people, to provide contents that are educational.
Right.
And also you need a code of conduct, like we need the guidelines on how to cover elections. for instance, like coming up with a way of protecting our own independence, like the media independence, and also treating the political parties that are competing equally, giving them equal platform to express their views and all of that. Right. And also protecting the media from receiving the bribes, the what we call brown envelopes, because once they start engaging in these practices, it compromises their independence. And as a result, you find that media are contributing to destruction at the end of the day.
Well, thank you so much, Juma and Irene. In just less than 2 minutes, because we'll be going for the news headlines, what is the application process? How can people apply?
We are going to send out an advertisement tomorrow. So people, there is a form that they will fill. Once the advertisement is out, they can start coming to AMDIS to pick the form. We are also going to make the form available online, so they can just download the form and start filling.
Okay. Irene and Juma, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, and that brings us to only coming up to 29 minutes past 8 a.m. Well, this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. And, of course, the Association for Media Development in South Sudan will be launching a call for the hackathon, and those in the media sector will be called upon to submit their ideas. And this is not just for the journalists, but for the young people and everybody who is interested to launching their ideas. Okay, so it's not happening nationwide. It's just a few counties that have been selected, so just keep on the watch on their social media platforms. If you haven't liked their page, the media development page, please go and like it so that you can follow up on the informations as they upload it.